Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating episode 118. And so today we're talking about decluttering the sneaky limiting beliefs. But before we get to that, the best bite I had, so on Sunday we went out for beautiful Mother's Day lunch, one of my favorite restaurants actually. Shout out to the team at Pilot if you ever happen to be in Canberra, Australia. Or maybe you should plan a trip to Canberra, Australia. Come visit. Amazing. Like just beautiful like degustation menu. But my favorite thing that we had, they made these pretzels, which I'm not a huge pretzel fan, so I gave mine to the boys. But then they served them with this smoked yogurt and had like roast almonds and smoked paprika with it. And it was just the smoky yogurt was creamy. It was just like the crunch. It was just so, so good. Okay, so plan for today is, first of all, I'll just share the story behind this episode. And then we're going to talk about like how to identify sneaky limiting beliefs. And I'll share some examples of common limiting beliefs. And then we're going to talk about what to do instead. So the story behind this episode is just one thing that I've really noticed in the Naturally Healthy Club and actually in all my programs, but particularly Naturally Healthy Club, is that people often have these pre-programmed like diet rules and reasons why they can't change their relationship with food and why they can't lose weight. And part of my job and part of the fun part of being a coach is unraveling these and helping them prove them wrong, like see that they're not true, that they're not actually just random things that we've picked up over time from what the media and what we've been told, and that we can actually declutter these beliefs and like shine some light on them and let them go and actually choose new beliefs and new habits that actually do get us the results that we want. So I just thought, yeah, it'd be great to do a podcast episode on this to help you, because it is something that comes up for all of us. And it's interesting because sometimes we can make a bit of progress and things are good, but then there'll be like more limiting beliefs that are like blocking us from like keeping going. So how do we actually go about identifying like these sneaky limiting beliefs? So I think there's two questions that are really good for uncovering them. The first question to ask yourself is like, have you ever thought if I eat, you know, insert blank, I'll gain weight? A common one that comes up is if, you know, if I eat rice or if I eat bread or if I eat ice cream or if I eat pasta or if I eat pizza, I'm going to gain weight. Or it might be, like any of those like specific foods, or if I eat fat, I'm going to gain, if we were back in the 80s, if I eat fat, I'm going to gain weight. Or if I eat refined sugar, I'm going to gain weight. So they're like examples of those types of like kind of sneaky diet rules of like there's these lists of good foods and bad foods. And if we eat the bad foods, then we're like doomed to gain weight. There are other types of like kind of sneaky limiting thoughts can be around like, so there's the thoughts that are around like the types of food that can cause us to gain weight. Also, like there's stories that we have about ourselves. And so the way to uncover the stories that we have, the beliefs that we have about ourselves, are if you just ask yourself, like, I can't lose weight because, like, fill in the blank. So examples of things that will come up is because I don't eat enough vegetables, or I hate cooking and don't have enough time to cook, or I can't cook, or, you know, I have to travel for work, or I don't have enough time to take care of myself, I have to eat out for work. Like all these rules and all these sneaky thoughts are examples of things that we tell ourselves that they kind of like, they're these excuses that let us off the hook. Oh, well, I can't, like, because of this situation, I couldn't possibly change my relationship with food. And the thing is that for any one of these beliefs, there is someone who has had that situation and has actually managed to change their relationship with food and to, you know, do something more positive with their health. So we just want to like notice them. And I'll give you some more examples as well. So we've got, you know, if I eat bread, I'll gain weight. Or if I eat between meals can be another one. Or if I eat when I'm not hungry, like I'm going to gain weight. Or if I eat carbs at night, or if I eat processed food, or if I eat takeout, I'm going to gain weight. Or if I eat refined sugar, I think I said that one before. So like they're all examples of these kind of sneaky limiting beliefs that if I eat those things, like I'm going to gain weight. And so what we want to do instead is like just let them go. First off, I think like noticing that these thoughts and beliefs are coming up for you, like these stories are coming up for you. So if you notice yourself saying, oh, I can't have bread because that'll make me gain weight. Like just notice that and go, oh, hang on. And then we want to question, like, is that really true? Because generally these rules that we've picked up from diet culture, they aren't true, because it's like having some bread isn't a problem. It's like how much bread you have, that's the problem. So we want to just how to let them go. It's just first of all, notice that they're coming up. And then if you feel it's appropriate, like you actually do some forgiveness work, or like forgiving yourself for having these beliefs can be really helpful. And then just do little, like challenge yourself to do little experiments on yourself to see, is this really true? Like if I do have a reasonable amount of bread, am I really going to gain weight? And just one by one, just start unraveling them. Like you can do it in little bits. It doesn't have to be this big thing that you do all at once, but just start questioning. If you notice yourself having like, oh, if I eat between meals, or if I eat when I'm not hungry, like anything that comes up for you, just start to question, like, do I really want to like keep this as a rule in my life, or is it something that I'm willing to let go of? Yeah, just I really encourage you to start experimenting with yourself. And in terms of like how to think about food and how to like, my approach to nutrition is that it's like how you eat and how much you eat is way more important than what you eat. So having this list of foods that like, it's like having rice isn't a problem. It's having too much rice that's a problem. So we want to just get into the habit of like questioning those little limiting beliefs so that you aren't using them as excuses. And then what we want to do instead is like, there's two things. Like, think about like how you're eating. So by that I mean like rather than randomly grazing and snacking and picking on things, like actually give yourself proper meals so that you get to enjoy your food more. And basically so you get to enjoy your food more is the number one thing. And also to be intentional around your treats and snacks. So yeah, having brownies, not a problem. If you're having them a reasonable amount, overeating brownies all the time, that becomes a problem. So what we want to do is rather than saying no brownies when you're setting yourself up for restriction problems, we want to just be intentional about our brownies and actually give ourselves permission to have the brownie, really enjoy the brownie and move on with our day. Like, yeah, like so that we want to enjoy proper meals. We want to be intentional about our treats and snacks. And then the third thing is like learning to get the quantity right is learning this skill of listening to our bodies and letting our bodies guide us in how much to eat rather than looking to counting calories or looking to external sources to guide us on that, because our bodies know what's best for us. Focus on enjoying proper meals. We want to be intentional about our treats and snacks, so still have them, but not like with some boundaries, and then learn this skill of listening to our bodies. And so, yeah, if the limiting beliefs are coming up for you and you think that's something that's holding you back, you can start doing this on your own. But if you want some help reprogramming some of these limiting beliefs, and the tricky thing can be sometimes they're so ingrained that you don't even, like it's hard to even notice that they're there. Then if you'd like some help reprogramming them and decluttering them and letting go of them, then I'd love you to join me in the Naturally Healthy Club. So it's my 6-month group coaching program. You'll discover your personalized, simple and doable process to changing your relationship with food and your body. So you enjoy eating well and you enjoy eating well automatically. So it's just like, it's not this effort thing. And you also feel good in your clothes. So check out the link in the show notes, or if you visit my website, Stone Soup, and click on the Naturally Healthy Club tab, you'll get more details there. Okay, have a beautiful week and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.